It's Tuesday, July 30th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A whooping cough outbreak has passed 220 cases statewide. UW-Madison medical researchers make progress on Parkinson's treatments. Wisconsin Dems urge voters to say no to the constitutional amendment questions in the August election. And Ryan Braun was enshrined in the Brewers Walk of Fame. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A statewide outbreak of whooping cough has Wisconsin health departments concerned. Raymond Newport has the details.
The Department of Health Services reports there have been 226 cases of the disease so far this year, and State Immunization Director Dr. Stephanie Schauer tells the Journal Sentinel that's a significant increase over last year. While most of the infections have been in teens, nine of those cases were in infants under 1 year old. Babies that young cannot be immunized, and the disease is much rougher on them, sometimes fatally so. DHS recommends everyone check to see if they're immunized, and if not, schedule an immunization with your doctor. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
UW-Madison scientists have helped start a new human trial for those suffering from Parkinson's by performing brain cell grafts on monkeys. Professor of Medical Physics Marina Emborg says motor skills were among the things that improved.
One of the things that we have learned in our study was that when we put cells in certain parts of the brain that are usually not targeted, it seems to improve not just the motor symptoms, but also depression and anxiety, which are things that affect people with Parkinson's, and is a treatment that is needed.
Emberg says the work done by the study will help better inform the way patients in the human trial receive and recover from the new therapy. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is asking voters to vote no on a pair of Republican-authored constitutional amendments that would take away the governor's power to spend federal money.
The goal of these amendments are plain and simple. Republicans in the legislature want to take more power for themselves and erode the balances that exist at this time. If these amendments pass, me and any other future governor will be left without the tools they need, especially during times of crisis.
Republican-authored bills seeking similar changes have passed the Republican-controlled state Senate and Assembly, but have been vetoed by Evers. Republicans argue legislative oversight over federal funding is appropriate. Both are on the ballot in the August 13th primary election. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging absentee voting procedures in swing state Wisconsin. Thomas Oldenburg is a voter from Amberg. He filed a lawsuit in February arguing that voters who request absentee ballots through the state's MyVote database must include a physical copy of the request in the ballot return envelopes. State election officials have maintained that language on the envelope, stating that the envelope is a copy of the request, satisfies state law, and changes at this stage would be disruptive. Online court records indicate Door County Circuit Court Judge David Weber delivered an oral ruling Monday, finding in the state's favor and dismissing the lawsuit. Oldenburg's attorneys didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comment. The Milwaukee Brewers' all-time home run leader receives a special honor. Ted Ahlen pitches his story.
Ryan Braun was enshrined in the team's Walk of Fame at American Family Field Saturday. Six-time All-Star and 2011 Most Valuable Player spent his entire 14-year career with the Brewers beginning in 2007. That time also included a 65-game performance-enhancing drug suspension in 2013. Braun becomes the 23rd Brewers great to have a granite home plate set in the team's Walk of Fame. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.